Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan here this morning. Robin, they're still trying to adjust her medication, and as part of that, she deals with a lot of insomnia, so didn't get a lot of sleep last night, so she's taking a little break here, and she'll be back in business pretty soon. I know most of you miss her. I miss her on the air, so we'll hope she gets back to being with us here in the next few weeks. So anyway, how's everybody doing this morning? This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And the first weekend of the spring gobbler turkey season, seen a lot of nice gobblers out there. On social media, you know, we see people with a lot of kids, and we got a number of kids' photos sent to us for publication in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And if you have a, you know, kid's picture you want to send, more power to you. Same way with Maryland Loves Crabs is coming up here real soon. Magazine, the annual magazine. Any crab pictures, crabby-oriented pictures. I'll give you the email, but it's easy to find on any of our websites. MD Loves Crabs, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, BigAsFish.com. That's email to send all that is to Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. All of those are Ellis Outdoors publications, so we look forward to seeing pictures from our listeners for fish and for the Hunting Quarterly, whether it's a youth, you know, deer or turkey, or, you know, even an adult. We don't turn down anything. We just do our best to present as many pictures as possible for the folks to share and look at, articles to read. You know, Ellis Outdoors is proud to be a Maryland media company here and present as much information as we can to the public. It's presented both print-wise and digitally online, and plan to keep on doing it. That's it. For as long as we can. So, and the Outdoorsman Radio Show is a part of that as well, part of our efforts to bring the outdoors to you. How do you like that? All right. So, Tackle Box Tim has supplied us with some high tide tackle, and we're going to be giving away a tackle package the last Saturday of May, and we will be taking names starting today on that. And it's a really nice perch package. Tim has been promoting it on his social media. I have not put it on the Outdoorsman Radio Show Facebook page yet, but I'll do that shortly, probably later today. So Tim, if you're listening, we'll get to that. Right now I've got a puppy dog in my face. Her name is Jolene, and she thinks she wants to be up on the chair with me, and our 40-pound, 45-pound Bernedoodle is not getting up on the chair with me, despite licking me and poking me and biting me. Are you? No, you're not. Get down. Okay. Hopefully that took care of that, but we'll see. So, how do you get in the tackle contest? Real simple. Give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, leave your name and your first and last name and your phone number with Aaron, our producer. Morning, Aaron. How are you? Good, good. Aaron's standing by to take your phone call, take your name, put your number down. We'll put it all on a list, and then at the end of May, we'll draw somebody's name and send them a nice tackle package from High Tide Tackle. It's a perch fishing package, nice package of lures here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. So Tim does that to help us out, which is nice, nice spring promotion. So, all right. Our phone number, as I mentioned, is 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. More than glad to take your phone call right now about anything you'd like to talk about. If you're on your way to turkey hunting and, just getting there or getting close, give us a call here and let us know what you're doing. It's a little difficult on the turkey hunters because they like to get in the woods so early and get set up, hike to their destination, get in their ground blind or get their set up in the field or field edge and, get quiet and listen for birds. That's the main thing. It's a little windy out there. It's going to be a little harder to hear them today. Had a wonderful day yesterday on the reservoir, our annual smallmouth bass fishing trip. We do once a year, one day a year, on one of the local Baltimore reservoirs for smallmouth bass. My buddy Glenn and I went on one boat, and my grandson, Jacob, and our friend Bruce went on another boat. We fished from about 7 o'clock till 2. Jacob caught, a dozen nice smallmouth, and Glenn and I together caught 16 or 17. I can't quite remember. Really nice fish. Nice fish. Fish that were, the males were running 16 to males average 16 to 18 inches, and the females were anywhere from 18 to 20 inches. So, I mean, these are really quality, nice quality fish, real fresh fish. Hadn't spawned yet. A number of them hadn't been caught before, and we just had a great day. We had a great day sight fishing, locating the beds, and it's kind of a scattered spawn, It's a the fish came up about a week ago, came up from deeper water, started to establish some beds, and we hit a pretty good day yesterday. So, all right, let's see what we've got here. We've got, Frank, our buddy Frank from Easton is sitting at a tree I selected probably 10 years ago to turkey hunt from. Call it the throne or whatever, up in Washington County. And he's killed some birds from there, so good luck to you, buddy. And we have John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I just want to let you know I got to run off here. I'm getting into work, but thank you for letting me enter the Tackle Box Tim package. And I enjoy listening to your show, and I get a few minutes in the morning and wish I could listen a little longer, but it's always good to hear you. And Robin, I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That. And Robin appreciates it too. No question at all. So we thank you for listening. I'm sorry you got to go to work, but
unfortunately, work calls.
Work calls, and we answer. That's for sure. So.
All right, Alan. You take care.
All right,
care.
Buddy. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call and the kind words. Uh-huh. Bye, bye. All right. Cool. All right. Well, how about that? Frank's sitting up there at the tree in Washington County, and he's the only one in the woods at the moment. So it's a little early. There'll be some people rolling in there, I'm sure. You'll hear him start to. You'll hear the hunters start to gobble, start to call, long before you hear the turkeys start to call. Oh man, I can't imagine being up there again. Last time I was there, I worked a bird. Bird was in the tree directly across the creek from me, and he'd gobble, I'd cluck, he'd gobble, I'd cluck, he'd gobble, I'd call, I'd yelp, and had him coming, heard him fly down, had him coming, and got halfway to me and heard this bang, and I didn't hear him anymore. So let's talk to Stan the Man. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
About time.
I've been busy.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it.
No rest for the wicked, but I heard there was another contest, and I'm just a contest enter and fool, you know.
I know you are. I know you are. So I keep seeing those pictures. Ow! Dog just jumped on me. I keep seeing those pictures from your son, which is pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. So.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I started him.
Yeah, I know.
And now he's having all the fun, and, well, I'm racking up the miles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Give yourself a break one of these days, buddies, and get out there. Get out there.
I really want to, but, you know, there are other things in life that I got to do right now.
Yeah.
Take care of some grandchildren.
I hear you.
They drink soda pop and eat french fries like it's going out of style, and they ain't cheap.
Do them at home, buddy. Stick those curly fries in the oven, spray them down with a little oil, stick them in the oven, and do up a whole bunch of them.
Oh, no, I don't let them mess with the oven. Everything's microwavable.
Oh, brother. Okay, I got you.
Because Bobby gets stuck cleaning up afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know it. I know it. So.
I saw some of the films. I jumped on them the other day. I said usually in the morning. My morning, everybody else's evening.
Yeah.
I usually have my first, second, third coffee watching these videos.
I gotcha.
And wonder what would have happened if, how old was I? 17 when I fell in love with Smith Island down there. If I would have stayed on in Smith Island, he would have had another career and so would I.
Yeah, no question. No question.
After all those years, they might even consider me a local down there. What do you think?
You would fit in real well. Yep, you would fit in real well. So, yeah, you might have been pulling pots or, you know, doing something else. You never know.
I came home the other day and Her Majesty wanted crabs. Guess what?
I don't know what.
I'm working this weekend. I ain't never in my life. If you remember the old house up around Randallstown where they had Cal Bentner's.
Yeah, I remember that house, sure.
Yeah, and Cal Bentner's was right up the street. And I don't know, it's not important part now, but anyway. I think on the weekends you could get $1. It was $1 a crab. Point to point had to be about, I don't know, 7 inches, 6 inches.
Yeah, there. Yep.
And two of them would do you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gracious. I remember
old Cal Bittner's place. Yep.
Yeah.
Now they're out on 140, I believe, if they're still there.
Yeah. When you were underage, but I didn't say that.
When I was underage? Okay, got it.
Well, they had a couple places around there on the west side.
Oh, yeah.
If you were underage, as long as you didn't act like an idiot, you know, it was no problem. Anyway, I'm right. About ready to... I just backed out of Annapolis, rolled back up into Baltimore. Get a little bit of daylight, and then we're going home again, but I will be listening.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, give my family's best to the missus. And
I will do so.
I really miss hearing her on the air.
I know it, buddy. So do I. I miss her, too. So never thought I'd hear myself say that, but I do. So, I've got another girl.
I never knew the meaning of better half until I met mine.
Exactly. I've got...
All right, thank you so much. I'm gonna pay attention to these people. I want to get.
Yeah, that's a good plan when you're out there.
It works.
All right, Stan. Keep
the
shiny side up, buddy.
A little bit. Always
right.
Listen.
Thank you. See you. Bye. Clyde's Sports Shop. Yeah, I stopped there the other day too. Clyde's. I always like to stop at Clyde's when I'm up in the area in Baltimore, and it's not as often as it used to be when I lived there, but I do like stopping there. So. Okay, enough. The dog just jumped on me for the fourth time during the broadcast this morning, so she's playing with the other dog, but using my lap as a springboard. So it's hard to deal with that when I'm trying to stay lucid and attentive here on the air. So let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I looked at some rods and reels, looked at some different lures and some terminal tackle stuff that I was, you know, since I was going on a fishing trip, I thought I'd get a little thing or two, so I did. And I'll tell you, if you're looking for a rod and reel combination, Clyde's is the place to go in Baltimore. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you're looking for bait, live and frozen bait, minnows, all kinds of minnows, even the big salties, if you're after the snakeheads, they've got them, the black salty minnows. They're quite the favorite, that's for sure. Soft fins on them, you know, no spikes, and the fish really eat them. They gobble them up. So all that at Clyde Sports Shop, rods and reels, St. Croix rods, ugly sticks, you name it, they've got it. 410-242-6108. They're located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. Clyde Sports Shop, longtime sponsor. Love going there. Got everything you need for fishing, hunting, and crabbing. Open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108. So I've been up and down 50 a little bit this week, and every time I go past Backyard Billy's there, I look in the yard to see if they've changed anything around, and they do. They move stuff around in there. Went by there the other day, and there was all those Adirondack chairs sitting out in the backyard, Billy's backyard. I don't know if that's the backyard or the front yard. Not really sure. But whatever it is, right along 50, you can see all that furniture sitting there. They've got the storage sheds out there. They've got the chicken coops, the dog kennels. The leading chicken house dealers in the area. But you know what? Somebody has to do it. So if you're looking to fix up your backyard with a new picnic table and chairs, a new grill for on the deck, Backyard Billy's is the place to go. They're your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have that poly hard patio furniture. They've got the Adirondack chairs. They've got everything I mentioned. They have the Traeger Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe grills and a tremendous assortment of fire pits and rings, a lot of garden decorations. Anything and everything for outdoors is at BackyardBillies.com, and they are your premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. That's right. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Haytonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood,
year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. Guns keep us strong.
That's true. That is absolutely true. And nobody presents that message quite like Hank Jr. Gotta love that guy. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. And get in a contest for the fishing tackle, that's for sure. So, you folks are calling the shots this morning. It's your subject line that we'll talk about, and we'd love to doors-oriented thing with you. Hunting, fishing, wildlife, guns if you want, and we'll take it from there. Two-way conversation. Man, I got bit. I guess I got rubbed my thumb on the mouth of a bass yesterday, and it's still itchy. Yeah, a little bit of a scrape there. Yeah, well, oh, we had a great day. I can't tell you how much. Fishing, when I first started fishing there, this was anglers to a few folks that I worked with at the time in the big box store, and we had I think four or five guys went out with four or five guys from Electric Bass Anglers, and this is probably 2005, so we've been doing it annually that long. And learned how to fish a tube bait. A tube bait is a hollow body. They come in different sizes, 3 inches and 4 inches primarily, but they look like a little octopus. If you take a tube and shred the last inch of it, it becomes, you know, like little tentacles, and they wave in the water and that type of thing. The hollow body keeps it semi-buoyant. You know, it'll kind of stand up. You rig it Texas style on a Gamakatsu or Eagle Claw hook, bass hook, with a anywhere from 3/16 to a quarter ounce bait or something like that, or weight up the line, so it's Texas rigged, and you cast it. The technique is to cast it, find the bed number one, which is hard to do, but once you find them, you know what they look like. You cast your bait past the bed and kind of drag it right into the bed, then let it stand there and pop it a little bit, shake it a little bit, and the fish thinks it's something, crayfish or something, eating the eggs or, you know, just invading the nest. Sometimes they'll just pick it up gently and they'll move it off and drop it, maybe move it 2-3 feet. Other times they'll take it 10 feet off the bed. Other times they'll smash it and try to kill it. That's what you want. That's what you're waiting for. But the cool thing is you can cast to the same bed time after time if the fish is there, and eventually it will hit. Eventually you can catch it most of the time, and that's the fun of it. Locate the fish and try to catch it. Use your best technique. Use your best, you know, you can change your baits if you want. You can change your colors if you want. But, yeah. So, anyway, years ago, we started with these white tube baits. That seemed to be the favorite. And over the years, it transitioned into the pumpkins and the greens and the browns. And then you know, but I've never been one to stick with what everybody else is using. I always like to, you know, create my own path. So I use different colors. And white was the color yesterday, believe it or not. So we all got to change over to white tubes and start catching some fish. So let's talk to Daryl. Good morning, Daryl. How are things in Parkton this morning? How's it going?
It's going good. I'm actually just pulling in a driveway at my buddy's house up in Parkton, and we're getting ready to hit the woods, see if we can. He relocated a couple gobblers last night on his property, so
nice.
We're going to go set up and see what we can do.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Yep. It's it's been a good season from what I understand. A lot of birds talking.
Yeah, I got a couple buddies that they've already scored this year, and I don't get to go that often, so I'm pretty pumped this morning. Hopefully everything will go well, and they'll talk back to us.
That'd be good. Yeah, I haven't gone on my own in a couple of years. We have a few birds on the property, but haven't seen anything this year yet, so getting ready to do that. And but I like to go. I like to go with my buddy out there and Washington County, and you know, that's a once a year trip also. Seems like that's what my hunting and fishing life is boiled down to these days, depending on the kindness of friends to get out there. And it just, work has been just unbelievable. People think, well, you work for yourself. Yeah, but you still got to work, you know. So
Yep, I know the feeling. My buddy I'm going with right now is, he's retired, just retired about 6 months ago.
Good.
And he's enjoying life.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah.
He's looking at me right now all dressed in his camo, like, what are you waiting on?
All right, well, go. Don't let me hold you up. Thanks, Daryl.
Right,
appreciate the call, though.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck. Okay, Ron in Dundalk. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
It's Rob.
Hey, oh, Rob. Okay. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Okay. Not too bad. Just calling to enter a contest. That's all.
Okay. We got your name and number ready to go?
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Rob. Have a good one. Bye-bye. That's all you got to do. Just go in the air with me. Name and number. Go in the air with me. Even if it's just to say that. I just want to enter a contest. Or good morning. And then we'll let you go. So. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the number, that's for sure. Oh, so I have a dog on my lap. She's being good right now. It beats jumping back and forth from the couch to my lap four or five times, as was what was going on earlier, but she's calmed down a little bit now, so that's good. Hope she can stay right here. She can stay right here if she wants, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Let's see. You know, excuse me. Somebody talked to me about sipping my coffee on the mic. I guess that made an impression to a number of people when I used to do that. So let me send this out to you. There you go. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's right down the street. Just off Route 50 in Easton. That's one block off of 50. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and others, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. Mini Cooper? No problem. Big old monster truck that, you know, you got to look up at the floorboards when you're sitting in your car. Yeah, they've got tires for those, too. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine from your backyard to your barnyard, from your garden tractor to your farm tractor and all your farm equipment, lawn mowers, and all the way down to your wheelbarrow if you need one. Tire repair. Full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service. And more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That phone number, 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? Yep, just walk in. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, and that phone number one more time if you need any service work done. If you need tires, 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Yes, it is. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Oh, okay, I guess.
Good.
Like I say, I'm looking down to the top of the grass.
Yep. It's always better than looking up at the roots, isn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. So good to hear from you. Anything going on over there?
No, I think so. Too much of anything today.
Yeah. No activities going on there in your neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, yeah, well, not much going on here today either. We're going to try and get a little more work done today, but we'll see what happens. So, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, got any turkey trips planned? Going to go out and get in the woods early in the morning, see if you can bag a turkey?
Yeah, I don't know if I get out to get for a turkey or not. I might try to, of course, when you're not driving, it's a little hard to get out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's for sure. So.
I mean, I guess, you know, there's a body that can hear me, pray for me that the Lord will make my eyes better enough to, so I can get my driver's license back and whatever.
And yeah, we'll put you on the prayer list, buddy. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, you got to have your vision. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, got it. All right, buddy.
Robin there today?
She is not. They're still messing with her medicine, trying to get straightened out, and she gets insomnia. You know, she'll go to bed, and then she'll wake up, and then she can't sleep the rest of the night, and then she just gets worn out. You know, so she does what she does, and we do what we do, and it's all good. You know. So.
Yeah, I mean, watching football, I'm still like that sometimes. Once in a while.
Yeah. So. All right, buddy. Well, that sounds good, Glenn. Try to have a good week, and hopefully, Robin will be back next week.
You too. Of course, tell her say hi and all.
I will. I'll tell her you asked for her. So, sounds good, man. Take care, Glenn. I think he goes. I think he went. So, all right. Always nice to hear from our listeners, whether they can. And we're just thankful, grateful for all of them, everybody that listens. So, we are having a contest here, give away a lure package the end of May. So we're starting a little early, taking names and numbers. All you got to do is call in, leave your first and last name with Aaron, our producer, and he will write that down and your phone number. And then the only other rule is you got to go on the air with me. And that's real simple. You just say, hey, I just called to get in the contest, or, you know, just wanted to say hi, I'm in the contest, something like that. That's good. We'll take your entries by email, too, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Just or lure contest or something like that, and we'll enter you as far as the contest by email at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is how you get in touch with me. Anyway, that's for sure. So, we did get a nice message through Facebook Messenger the other day. Really kind words. And I haven't even shared it with Robin yet. So, let's see. All right. We've got Tom and, Fran and John. Let's talk to Tom in Parkville. We'll take a little break before Fran, and then we'll get back to John in Centerville if we've got some time. Morning, Tom. How are you?
Great. How you doing, Alan?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Good. I just entered the Tackerbox Tim contest.
Okay.
I want to tell you, I've been listening to you for 9 years. I've been retired 9 years.
Wow.
I love your show.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks so much. Thank you so much, and thanks for entering the contest.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You do the same, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
yes, sir. All right. So, came out this morning, and it had cooled off a little bit last night. The fireplace was on, and just asking a question, do you have a fireplace in your house that you never use? And many of you are out there raising your hand and going, yeah, I want to do something with it. Well, it's time. Do something with it. Stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We decided to fill that hole in the wall with a gas fireplace insert. The company name is Enviro. The model number is an EX35. I'm not saying you have to get that. There's other companies and there's other models. But that's the one we got. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. Since then, they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. It's all remote control. Whether we want to turn the heat up or down, whether we want to turn the blower on or off, whether we want to put the light on in the firebox, it's all right here from the convenience of, you know, your recliner, if you like, or the couch. Indeed. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Enviro, that company, carries not only gas fireplace if you prefer that, and pellet freestanding stoves. The other company, Regency, provides wood fireplace inserts. If you want to continue to use wood but upgrade your fireplace from brick and mortar to, you know, a little more modern update, a little more functional, that wood fireplace insert would be great. And they also provide freestanding wood stoves, which is a company called Regency. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be ready then for the future cold weather. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Open 7 days a week. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts cruising.
All right. Let's talk to Fran over there in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Well, good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well.
Sound good.
Thank you.
I understand some of what Robin's going through. They give you medicine that's supposed to help you.
Yeah.
And then they have to watch what your body's going to do afterwards.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
But here's what I want to say, too. That hunting, the turkey thing, you know, there's a saying, what your eyes see and your ears hear, your brain believes. So when you go turkey hunting with everybody gobbling, you really got to be extra careful. Because what you think you see and what you think you hear, the brain may accept it, but it may not be the facts.
I got to tell you, I have been in the woods, and especially on public land, which, you know, casting no dispersions on public land, thank God we have it. I mean, we have plenty of it here in Maryland where people can go and access, you know, deer and turkeys and things like that, okay? So, but when you, you really got to pay attention, especially on public land, because, like you said, what you hear may not be what it really is. I was out, where were we? I think we were in Howard County on public land one day, and a buddy had located some gobblers, and we got in there and sat down and got quiet, and all of a sudden we heard a hen cluck, you know, or yelp. And that's what you use to try and get to incite the gobbler to gobble back. You know, you call like a female so the right. male answers. And you're going against nature, because normally when a gobble gobbles, he's calling the hens to him.
Right.
And in turkey hunting, you're going against nature. You're calling the gobbler to you as an imitation of a female turkey. So we hear this hen, and I'm like, there he is, there she is. And we listened. And it went on and on. My buddy says, that's no hen. The cow was just, same cadence the whole time. You know. He's like, okay, give it a break, buddy. Let the gobbler answer and change your cadence up every now and then. You know, just don't keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
Because that's
right.
the definition of insanity, you know, expecting
and
a different
result. And I'll tell you what else was on my mind this morning. I was thinking about the young people that have the privilege of having the hunter's knowledge passed on to them.
Absolutely.
And when I watch the young children with their dads, especially in the HQL class, mm-hmm. there's three things that makes a relationship very good for a long, long time. The first, love each other.
Right.
The second is show respect in the house and out the house to
right.
each other, yep. even if we don't agree, you know. And the third thing, I believe, is trust. You've got to feel that you can completely trust the other person. And I watched those boys in class, how they looked at their dads, how they admired them. They showed the love, the respect, and the trust that they had. It was a beautiful thing to look at. And, the last thing I gotta say is this. You sipped that coffee and you said, I'm throwing it out there. I only have one thing to say. Baltimore was listening.
Yeah. Well, Stan said that, and then we got this beautiful message from a fellow the other day about, you know, used to sip your coffee on the air, and that would make me sit straight up out of bed. So I'm like, okay, we'll send it out again. So, yeah.
And another thing I was thinking, this is the last thing, your sponsor with the fireplaces.
Yeah.
I was wondering, in the inner city, you have a lot of older homes that still have radiator heat.
True.
And I was wondering if a plumber could remove some of those radiators, there's a lot of maintenance, and replace it with one of those fireplaces for heat.
If they're gas, yeah, if they're gas.
Yeah.
If they're hot water, probably not, but yeah, if they're gas.
Yeah, with gas, yeah, uh-huh. I was just curious if that could be done.
I believe it probably could.
Yeah, that's my curious mind for the morning.
All right, curious mind. You have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Ben. Bye-bye. John in Centerville, good morning. Sorry to keep you on hold so long. How are you?
No problem. How are you today?
Good, man. Good. What's going on?
Just getting ready to do a little farming.
Okay. You're in the contest. Thanks, John. Have a good one.
Have a
good
day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. How about that? It had been a pretty nice show. Things, the timing kind of went okay. All the commercial messages are done in and on time, which we're not struggling at the end here. A lot of nice callers. A lot of people got in the contest. So hopefully you can too. We have a minute or two. If somebody else would like to give us a call and get in the contest and, you know, just say hi, well, we'll welcome that call for sure. So. Yeah. Now, see, right now, with Frank up there in Western Maryland sitting on that tree. I call it the throne. It's a beautiful tree. You just sit there and the tree kind of envelops you. I don't remember if it was a cut off stump or the root just grew that way, but it's a very comfortable place to sit. And it's a good spot for turkeys because they come up over the ridge and there's an oak flat there. They strut right there on the ridge. You can call them. If they'll come across the creek, they may fly down to your right, which would be behind you. And, you know, they can sneak up along the edge of the ridge that way. And, you know, I discovered that on our first trip up there with Frank a while back. But it's a nice spot. But right now he's listening to the whippoorwills and the hens and the gobblers calling back and forth. And hopefully some barred owls are calling. And, you know, and all the other birds, all the other Tweety birds that are out there, you just, as the woods wake up, that's what you're there for. That's what you're there for. Yeah, sure, you're there to try and fool a turkey, and you know the harvest of the bird is the culmination of everything that you've done. But the sitting there and letting the sun come up, listening to God's nature serenade you, is really, really special. You know, in the marsh it's different. You hear Okay, who is it? Ken, let's talk to Ken. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing good. How is everybody over there?
Everybody over here is good. What's going on?
I just called to enter the contest, see how things are going.
Things are going okay.
I never got an answer from the crab. How'd the crab report do over the winter?
Oh, we haven't gotten it yet. We haven't gotten the midwinter survey yet.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, as soon as we do, you'll be the first to know.
All right, I can't wait. We'll big fat people here somewhere.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Yep. That's it. We haven't heard the midwinter survey. We didn't get it in time last year for the Maryland Loves Crabs, and I don't know why. It should be out by now, but maybe we'll check in with the DNR this week and see what's going on. All right, folks, there's the music. And only the first hour is done. So we'll be back next after the break with the next hour, the second hour, the last hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We hope you join us. Get your dialing finger ready, call in, get in that contest. And looking forward to talking with you. Get out, stay out, stay safe.